We're back for the second night in a row. How exciting is this? Not often in life you get a chance to do it over and do it better the second time. And yet, we have an example of that in this week's Parsha. Very rare occurrence to have a do-over, a chance for a second opportunity to do a mitzvah. Now, of course, I'm talking about Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is very unique. The Sefer HaChinuch points out, Mitzvah Shin Pei, 380. It's very unusual to have an opportunity for a redo. You missed out the first chance. Pasuk describes people who were far away from Yerushalayim or were ritually impure, who couldn't do it the first time. Well, guess what? You have another chance to bring Pesach Sheni. So why should it be? Why should there be another opportunity for the Karban Pesach specifically? And the Sefer HaChinuch explains so powerfully that this is something, the Karban Pesach and all of its values are so essential, are so critical to our understanding of what it means to be a Yid, what it means to be an Oved Hashem, that if you missed out the chance the first time, you have another chance. The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Ayin Gimel says, not only in the Torah's examples of being far away or being ritually impure, even if a person intentionally didn't bring the Karban Pesach, he was lazy, didn't care, you still have another chance. Anybody, everybody, has an opportunity to bring the Karban Pesach because these values cannot be missed. What are these values? What exactly is Karban Pesach all about? So we know, Kadosh Baruch Hu passed over our houses, redeemed us from Egypt. But it's more than that. It's more than just gratitude. It's more than just a karas atov for salvation. Sefer HaChinuch explains that the most important thing to take away when retelling the story, when reliving the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to take to heart HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls nature. The main thing to know is Hashem created the world. Okay, He created the world. No, but He really created the world. The reason why scientists have a hard time, he says, understanding Bria Sa'olam, Yesh Me'ayin, creation from nothing, is because it defies nature. Everything has a cause. Everything is caused by something else, and science can get into nitty-gritty, and they'll even fall back on a Big Bang if they have to. Something had to cause everything else. What caused that Big Bang? We don't ask questions. But everything in science has to be caused. The idea of something defying nature, not following the pattern of nature, doesn't make sense to science. But at Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed nature. He changed the way water flows, or how frogs behave, or when it gets dark, or who lives and who dies, or how water stands together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustained us with man falling from the sky for 40 years. If nothing else, the lesson is HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed nature, controls nature, created nature. That is our reminder. And this reminder is so important. If you missed your first chance, do it now. You can't miss out on this. In case you missed it the first time, you have to do it the second time. Many explain when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in fact reveal Himself at Har Sinai to give us the Torah, He famously refers to Himself as, "I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt." And many ask the question, why not identify yourself, Hashem, as the one who created the world, created you all? What the Sefer HaChinuch is saying is, it's the same thing. By Hashem saying, "I took you out of Egypt," those miracles, Hashem is saying twofold. I created the world. I created nature. I have full autonomy and control over Teva, over nature. So much so, I've changed nature. I've rescued you. I've saved you. The Chinuch's ideas are already found a little bit earlier in time in the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, where he describes in a top 10 Ramban, this is number one, at least number one, if not higher. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo talks about taking to heart all the mitzvos of Yetzias Mitzrayim to recognize Hashem's involvement in Teva, which really is a nace and really a miracle for us to recognize His involvement day to day. And the Chinuch says that this is his idea he develops in Parshas Bo, how he started the series, Acharei HaPa'ulos Nimshachem HaLevavos. The actions that we do influence our values, our attitudes, the way that we feel inside. And that's why back in Parshas Bo, the Chinuch explains we need so many mitzvos related to Yetzias Mitzrayim, because if one doesn't do it for us, maybe something else will. Maybe it's tefillin, maybe it's tzitzis, maybe it's pidyon haben. Maybe it's mezuzah, passing over the doorposts. Maybe it's all the mitzvahs related to Pesach. So critical. You know, I bet nothing I've said tonight is new. We know all this. Come on. Pesach, Passover, Egypt, matzah, family, fighting. We know all this stuff. Come on. We know all the Pesach stuff. When was the last time we truly sat and internalized what this is all about? God created the world. God is involved in our lives. Nature is a fulfillment of Hashem's hashgacha, His overseeing of the world and the way it runs. And you know what? We don't have Pesach Sheni nowadays. Pesach Shlishi, anyone? But we have other opportunities all throughout the day. We have one this morning, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, remembering the Exodus during Kriyas Shema in the morning. And guess what? We have a Pesach Sheni of our own. Just a couple of moments. We're going to have Maariv. Another chance. If we miss the first opportunity today to truly remember and reflect what it means to remember the Exodus, we have another opportunity, our own Pesach Sheni tonight. When we say Kriyas Shema, ask yourself, when was the last time I truly took to heart the message of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the lesson of Hashem's involvement in my life? Where can I see Hashem in my life? Looking at nature, how can I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you missed your first chance, in case you missed it, right now, another Pesach Sheni. Hani ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu.